Hello all, welcome to Up the podcast made by the fans, for the fans. Grab yourself a drink, put your feet up and listen in. And by the way, there could be some strong language.
Hello and welcome back to Up the podcast with... tonight, Ash, John, Dell, Lods, Charlie, and me, Harry. This is a bit of a in-between episode for us. We usually release on Mondays, but we wanted to get ahead of the new season with our predictions special episode so that we're all on record with what we think is going to happen. We'll be covering where we think Posh will finish, who we think the top two in the league, what in League One will be this season, our player of the season, our top goal scorer, our signing of the season, and we'll end it with some obscure predictions with a little bit on how we think Huddersfield at home on Saturday is going to go. Right, without further ado, want to hear about where people think Posh are going to finish. Lods, do you want to lead us off? Where are Posh finishing this season?
I predicted a couple of weeks ago that they'd finish fourth, and I'm going to stick with my prediction. I have to be honest, I think the transfer window has been a bit underwhelming. I think we're lacking in depth at centre-back still. I don't fancy Manny or Critchlow for their defensive abilities. I do think we need a third defender in. And I'm not confident with either of the strikers being a sort of top of League One ability. But I do trust Aaron Ferguson. He does seem to pull out these amazing runs and get the best out of players that are perhaps deemed as average. So I will stick with a similar season to what we had last season and fourth.
Fair enough then. I reckon, well, I actually said 12th. In a previous episode, I said 12th. But, you know, I'm going to be more optimistic now. And I'm going to go ninth. Ninth is where I think we'll be. What I'd also like to say is for you watching on YouTube, you can see that I'm rocking the old new Tommy Robson shirt, £29.99. Profits all go to charity, so get yourself buying one. Going off on the tangents. So, yeah, I'm going to stick to ninth. Not too sure about the signings. We'll see what happens. I've been impressed with some of them. I've not been too impressed with some of our old guard, as I said last time. And yeah, that's where I'm going to go. So ninth, and that is being really positive. I will point out last season I said we're going to finish like bottom half. So I haven't got a fucking clue, really. I'm never right, but ninth. Make a note of ninth.
I instinctively feel like ninth, but I'm going with sixth because purely of the Fergie factor. I predicted 14th last year and was completely wrong. And I just think that this manager has a way of getting players to outperform. That being said, our attacking options are looking really good. I don't necessarily agree that it's been a bad summer. I think we've comfortably replaced Ephraim Mason Clark. We've got, on top of our two very good centre mids, got in a very promising talent from Man City, and we've got the new Ronnie Edwards, by all accounts. He might be injured for a bit, but he's going to be, hopefully, a top quality centre-back. Fine, maybe there's a bit of patchiness in odd spots, maybe at right-back, centre-back, but on the whole, I think we're going to have probably more depth overall than last year, and even if we don't have a sparkling side top to bottom, I think we'll find a way of getting in the playoffs.
Okay, so I think this whole season effectively rides on our recruitment in defence, which nobody really knows about. Now, if you look at the front six players, Kyprianou, Collins, Poku, Randall, Ricky J. Jones, Mothersill, and then Conclark, Oddo, Hayes, I'm fairly content that those players are good enough to get us into the top six. If I look at the back four, I am not that content that they're good enough to get us in the top six. So I'm going to take a gamble and I'm going to trust the club's recruitment process. And I'm going to say we're going to finish fourth because I look at the league and I think the middle of the table looks, or the upper middle of the table looks quite evenly matched. I think Birmingham are going to be the front runners. But I think beyond that, you know, it's all quite a much of a muchness. And I trust our manager, and I do trust our recruitment system. So I'm going to go with fourth, but I'm going to sit on the fence a little bit and say, if we've got the recruitment right in defence, I think we can get second. If we've got the recruitment wrong in defence, I think we could end up in that 12th spot that Dell's already mentioned. So, yeah, it's one of them where we're all kind of guessing a little bit, but I'm gonna give the club the benefit of the doubt and go with fourth.
I'm going to be the most ambitious voice yet, I think. I've predicted, you know, in the first episode, I predicted we'd win the league. I've maybe dropped my prediction slightly, but I do think we'll be up there. I'm going to go for second place in the league. I think we've got a really, really strong starting 11. I think our starting, like my view on the starting 11 now is very similar to my view on the starting 11 at the start of last season in terms of strength. I think there's a couple of what ifs in there about players, but I think they'll come good. We've got a lot of experience. In goal, Jed Steer is experienced. You know, we've got Jack Sparks, who's won the league at left back.
So I predicted a ninth because I wasn't sure on the people that we'd recruited in. But after watching preseason, I'm confident that we are going to be goals galore all season. That means that I've put us that we're going to win the league. We didn't win it last year, but I am confident that this year is our year. We're younger than we were last year. We're hungrier than we were last year. Lots of those that were so close in that playoff game will be ready to take us to the next level. And what we've added, I think, is going to be the key to success. I'm not concerned about us defending. I think that we are going to be better in defence than we were last year, which is probably not a common opinion across the lot. Maybe not as attractive out from the back, but I do think that we will concede less goals than we did last year, which is going to help us win more games.
Next up, who will finish first and second in League One?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be boring and I'm going to say Birmingham are going to win the league. I mean, it's so predictable that everyone's going to predict them, but their team just looks stacked for the level. I mean, you're looking at people like Sarik Dembele, Jordan Jones, just shouldn't be at this level. They're two good players for this league. Their squad was doing very well in the championship until the point where Wayne Rooney took over and tried to change the style a bit. The only doubt that you can really have with Birmingham this year is the manager, I think. He's very obviously very inexperienced, but I think is it Chris Davis, the guy from Tottenham, something like that. I know he's Tottenham's assistant manager. So he's obviously been schooled under that Postecoglou school of thinking. And really, I think he could be that sort of Kieran McKenna mold of manager that comes from a very highly placed club and is young and learning his trade, but has learned it well in the background. And I think he's probably going to push them up to the top of the league just because of the quality of their squad. I mean, some of the players they've brought in from abroad, they've spent multi-millions of pounds on. So you've got to trust that these are going to be good players unless they've got it very, very wrong. The second spot, as I alluded to, does look a lot more open. I think I would probably edge for Bolton to get the top two. I'd love to say Posh are going to get there, but I just think Bolton look a more solid shout to get there. They've obviously been up there quite a lot recently. I think they've got a decent manager and a pretty solid squad, which they haven't lost any major players to. The playoff final would have hurt them. Ash, you were mentioning that our playoff defeat is going to make us more hungry. I think it could have the same effect on them, and they won't want to do that again. So, they're my top two, and then I'd put Huddersfield in third just to throw them as well, because I think they've got a very good team, and I think it's a tough start for Posh this weekend.
I agree with John on the winners. Like you said, I don't think it's the least predictable thing in the world. They've spent so much money. It would be embarrassing for them if they don't win the league. Second place have gone for Rotherham. Steve Evans normally has a really good first season when he takes over. He seems to have brought in a good feel-good factor at Rotherham, which he doesn't tend to have that reputation at most clubs he joins. And I'm quite impressed with some of the signings they've made. So I am looking forward to see what they do, especially with Jono there as well. They might bring back the old target man tradition of the English Football League.
So I think I've laid my cards out on the table. Posh to be champions come the middle of May next year. I also agree with Lods that I think that second place comes Rotherham. I think that where we are super young and super quick, you've then got the polar opposite of the older, more experienced style of football that Steve Evans plays. And ultimately, I think that probably Ferguson and Evans are the two best managers at getting out of this league. So I think that that's going to be where we're at come May next year.
I mean, I don't intend to be controversial. I think Birmingham are not making the top six. My top two are Rotherham and Huddersfield. I think both offer a lot. Rotherham clearly got spanked a lot last year in the Championship, but have recruited well. Oh, God. Steve Evans knows how to get the best out of a team that's not going to be pretty on the eye and is instead going to grind out results. Just how he managed to do so well with Stevenage. Imagine him doing that with even better, you know, much better players than Stevenage have. As for Huddersfield, they just drew a lot of games last year. It wasn't that they were that bad in the Championship. On the whole, they've kept their core. I think they will be absolutely fine. I think there's a good chance as well, for what it's worth, on the opening day, we might lose quite heavily, and that's perfectly fine. I still think we'll have a good season overall, but Huddersfield are going to come out firing, I think.
Well, for me, I've gone Birmingham just because they've been chucking their money out. They've been buying some decent players. I do think they're going to win the league. I don't think they're going to win it as easy as all the fans seem to think. And I've actually gone second. I've gone for Bolton. Not really a big fan of Bolton, but they're constantly up there, pretty similar to what we have been. I think their time is probably going to be this year to go up, if I'm honest. So, yeah, so Birmingham first, Bolton second.
Next up, moving in back to Posh specifically, we've got a round now, well, three rounds now, a specific Posh predictions. Player of the season. Ash, can you lead us off with who you think is the player of the season?
So I'm gonna drop my player of the season as somebody that I thought last season went really quietly understated. He didn't get many of the player of the matches. He then didn't get many of the player of the months, and then ultimately the player of the season. So I'm gonna go with Archie Collins. I think that what we've seen from him in pre-season, although it's maybe been a little bit understated, like we've discussed before, I think that there was one of the games. I think he was just playing balls everywhere. It was like left, right and centre, longer balls. Now that he's not maybe got the option to play back to Ronnie and Josh Knight and then let them carry it forwards, I think that he's now got that sort of quarterback vision where he's going to be moving things forward a lot quicker for us. So Archie Collins is going to be my player of the season for this year.
Yeah, annoyingly, my pick of player of the season is also Archie Collins, not just for his ability to play the ball forward, which I've noticed during pre-season, he seems to have dropped back a little bit more and playing some more direct balls rather than some sort of cute on-the-ground through balls. But his ability to break up counter-attacks is something I noticed last season was so important for us. I don't think Harrison Burrows would have looked as good as he did last season if we didn't have Archie Collins covering the space that he'd left behind. And it's not necessarily just the wing backs that it's going to benefit. It's also Nevitt when he goes on his gallivanting runs around the back like Ronnie and Josh Knight used to. I think he's probably the most complete player we've had in a long time. And like Ashley said, he often goes under the radar. But I think this is the season people will really notice what he contributes to pretty much every game because he's also very, very consistent.
Yeah, I think Collins is a fairly safe bet that he's going to be up there. I mean, he's probably the most classy player in the squad. However, I'm going to pick Kwame Poku as our player of the season this year. I think he is right on the verge of a breakout season. I think the fact that Mason Clark has now left may make him the focal point of this attack and we may build through him a lot more than we did last year. His numbers are getting progressively better and better. I think he's a really, really talented player. And I think there's a real chance that he gets more than 10 goals and more than 10 assists this season. Like I say, I think a lot of our build-up play is going to go through him, particularly in the early part of the season. I would have maybe have gone Kyprianou for this, but I think the fact that his pre-season has effectively been completely ruined by injury is going to hold him back, particularly in the early months of the season. He's going to be playing catch-up for a while. So I'm going to go with Poku, and I'm going to predict that he is going to be the one to really break out and emerge as our main attacker this season.
Peterborough United's player of the season is going to be Joel Randle. Without a doubt. 20 goal contributions by December from Mr. Randle. I think he will have shed off all concerns about the fact that the fans didn't like him or that it was a risk of his career stalling, which at the beginning of the season, everyone was cheering him on and stuff. But of course, he was naturally a bit nervous. But we saw the maestro, the maverick that we have, the ace in the deck at games like Charlton away. He was the best player on the pitch at Oxford away in the first leg of the playoffs. And we have a star in our midst. And he will absolutely smash it this year, coming off what was a very good season without a lull after January, like some people make up.
Are you okay now, Harry? You got that off your chest, mate, yeah? Fucking hell. Even next to the show, Hagen had a good game once, but there we go. Anyway, so my player of the season, who I think will be, is Rookie J. Jones. To be fair, all I've done is criticise a bloke all season, so I'm trying to big him up for him to be the player of the season. Yeah, it's fair enough. Well, actually, fucking joking apart, absolutely no chance. I actually think it'll be Kyprianou. So I'm going Kyprianou as my player of the season. That is if he doesn't go to Birmingham, like all the rumours are. Then if it ain't him, I'm going to go through, what's it,
Odo.
Bibby. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, I'll go for him. So Ricky J. Jones, hopefully.
Can I just jump in on Odo quickly and just say, whilst we're recording, it is a Wednesday, so happy birthday to him, because that hasn't been picked up by anybody. So happy birthday to Odo from all of us at Up the Poshcast, if you're listening.
So if you want to hear the news first, so listen to Up the Poshcast and not the official club page. Is that what you're trying to say, Ash?
Absolutely not. I love the Posh verified account with their gold tick. I wish I had my own gold tick.
Well, we've got a blue one. So there we go. So that's my player of the season.
Well, that was interesting on many levels. Anyway, we'll move on to my player of the season. And it's, for me, a player that I think's looked like the one in pre-season. A new signing, a player that, you know, I think may take a time to stake his claim and find his role in the team. But when he gets going, Chris Conn-Clarke, I feel, is going to have an unbelievable season. I could see him getting, you know, 20, 25 goal and assists in all competitions. I think he's going to be absolutely terrifying to play against because he's just so unpredictable. He's a proper, like, streets player, as he himself said. I just think he's in for a breakout. He's in for a breakout season. He's come highly acclaimed from non-league, and I don't think League One is going to see him coming. I see him replacing Ephraim Mason-Clarke and some.
Next up, we have top goal scorer for Peterborough United this season. Dell, sir, could you tell us who is going to be the top goal scorer?
Okay, I reckon, because I've actually sort of been bigging him up a little bit during some of the pre-seasons, and I actually do think he's going to start coming good this year, is Malik Mothersill. I believe he's going to be top scorer for us this year. I generally think he's going to do it. I really hope he does. He's got the ability. No doubt he's got the ability. He's got the technical side of things, or is it technability? A new Derek word. Yeah, I really think he's going to be top scorer. I think he's going to surprise us. So, yeah, Mothersill is my prediction for top scorer.
I'll go for the player that I've just spoken about, so I'm not going to rant about him anymore, but I will go for Chris Conn-Clarke. I think, you know, all the things I've said, he's direct. He's not afraid to put his laces through it and just have a shot. And I think in League One against the goalkeepers and the deflections and just the general weirdness that happens in League One football, I think it's going to go down very well for him.
Yeah, so I'll agree with Charlie on that one. Just quickly jump in there, just so that we're not repeating ourselves. I think that we've got Conclark potentially looking to take free kicks this season now that Burrows won't be on them. I think that he is going to be able to find the back of the net with all of those that we have, and we'll have lots of on-target free kicks. So he's giving himself extra opportunity to score goals. So I'm with Charlie then.
I'm going to just jump in and remind people why I've gone for Malik. Is because by the looks of it, Malik is also going to be a penalty taker.
That's fair.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to ruffle Dell's feathers. We watched a certain player be one-on-one multiple times last season and fluff almost all of them. And all it is going to take is just a little bit more nous in front of goal, and Ricky J. Jones will be top scorer at this club. And I'm going to go with Ricky. With, yes, the snake, for those of you watching on YouTube, Lods is doing his best impression of Ricky, as is Ash. He's excellent at finding space. He's not often offside, and he can blitz most defences. I think that he is going to improve on every aspect, and will maybe not quite hit 20 league goals, but 20 goals across all competitions next year.
I think predicting the top goal scorer is actually quite a tough thing to do, maybe proven by the fact that we've all gone for different names. I think it's ultimately going to come down to who gets the most game time. I think Ricky probably is preferred over Mothersill for the way that Fergie wants to play, but I also think Mothersill will displace him quite quickly. And he has got the ability to go on a goal scoring run of form. So I am going to pick Mothersill, but I wouldn't even rule Randall out. I think any of the front five could easily be getting double figures next season.
Well, I'm going to echo everyone else. Well, not everyone else, but the majority opinion. And I'm going to go with Malik Mothersill as well. And my reason for this is twofold, really. One is what Dale has already mentioned, that it looks like he's probably going to be on penalties. And the second is that I think there is a genuine possibility that Harry's player of the season, Joel Randall, may not be starting in this team after a few months of this season passes, because I think there's a chance that Ricky J. Jones plays down the left wing and Conclark plays as a number 10, which is where he was playing when we signed him. I think Randall's position in the front four is massively under threat, actually. So I'm going to go with Mothersill starting as our main number nine and Ricky J. Jones ending up as a left winger before too long as the season has passed.
Right, next up we have signing of the season. We've had quite a few this summer. Charlie, who is yours?
I think given my answers to the previous two questions, it's going to be pretty obvious. Chris Conclark, if he does what I've just billed him to do, and is the main man for our attacking lineup. Yeah, there's no way that he won't win the signing of the season award.
I'm going to go with the lad from Man City. I'm not going to try and butcher his name. If everything that we've read about him and been told about him is true, I think that he offers that versatility in the midfield so that we've got more of a rotation than just Archie Collins and Hector Kyprianou.
I don't want to be boring, but I also think it will be Chris Conclark. And I might, just because it could be a consensus one, perhaps. I think that Oscar could end up being a very strong second choice, the new centre-back.
Okay. Well, I'm semi with Ash Mahamadou Sosuso. Is that him?
Check me out.
Okay, no. Only reason being, I've not seen him. I've never seen him play apart from that fucking highlight reel. What a shit highlight reel that was that they put out. Whoever it is put it out. But anyway, and the only reason I'm sort of going from him because a lot of other clubs are like, shit, Peterborough signed this lad, and he's, by the sounds of it, is quite well respected. People like him. It must be half decent to go on the tour with Man City. I know they had a load of players at the World Cup, etc. But even so, he potentially is going to be the signing of the season. But I'm going to chuck it out there and say we haven't signed the signing of the season yet.
I was going to say something similar about not signing the signing of the season yet, just because I was hoping that we were going to sign another striker. But I think with the shirt numbers coming out, Chris Clark getting number 9, that's gone well out the window. I am going to be boring and go for Chris Clark as well. Lee Tomlin was such a fan favourite for the way he played, and a lot of people are making comparisons to him with Chris Clark. And I think even if he doesn't necessarily deserve it with his performances, he's going to get it anyway, because I think the fans are just going to absolutely adore him.
Well, I think realistically, Con Clark is probably going to win signing of the season. I think he's the most exciting one. I think in terms of what they add to the team, though, from the start of the season, it may well end up being Jed Steer. Just for the fact, and I don't mind Bilicapic, but towards the start of last season, there's no doubt that a few of his errors cost us a lot of points, whereas we now have a stable goalkeeper for the full season. Steer isn't amazing, don't get me wrong, but he's very reliable, or at least he has proven to be in his posh career so far. So for the impact on the team, I think Steer could have a real positive impact, and I do think that's an upgrade on the lineup that we had at Reading. But realistically, Con Clark is probably going to win it, yeah.
Right, I'll accept that Steer shout from John. But what is this about the Man City lad from Dell and Ash? A player we've loaned in to be a rotation option in the midfield. I mean, he's not even our player. He's going back to Man City next summer. There's no longevity in the signing. He's just come in to make up the numbers in the midfield. What's going on there?
Can we throw back to August to January the 1st last year and ask the question of who our signing of the season was, please? That's a simple question. It was Peter Chiosso, according to everybody. So just because they're alone doesn't mean that they can't be our signing of the season, because Chiosso was allegedly our signing of the first half of the season.
Yeah, but Chiosso was brought in to be a starting right back and to be and ended up being a captain. It's very so unless you think Sohosu's going to come in and actually blow Collins and Kibranu out of the water and become our captain, I don't think they're comparison there to be had by Peter Chiosso.
Okay, I'm going to jump in there, Charlie, because you sound like a Dalek. But how do you know? How do you know he's not going to be like a starting player? You know, you're assuming it's going to be Kibranu and Collins. You know, it may be that we've got him in because we know that Collins is, or one of the others is going, even though they've got the squad numbers. We can't assume that he's not going to be a starter. So I think he was getting a little bit excitable there. So let's give him the benefit of that. Let's see how good he is. And then see who's right, me and Ash or you.
Every time we get a Premier League youngster in on loan, we always get very excited about them. And they never, ever live up to expectations. We had Ola Kigbe last season and he was crap. And we had Connor Coventry the season before and he was crap. I don't remember the last one we had, unless I'm missing someone very obvious. I'm sure someone will tell me.
Katongo. Everybody, he had a difficult month learning that right-back position. That I'm happy to accept that. But by the end of the season, he was solid. And to the point where we've got people simping over him wanting to come back potentially this season. So
we weren't expecting him to be first team, though, were we? He didn't have the same expectations as this lad that apparently Man City want on their bench, or Ola Kigbe, who was playing Premier League minutes the same season we loaned him in.
No, Lodge, you got a fair point there, to be fair. Most of the players we have signed, everyone was raving about Connor Coventry. Haven't they released him now? And also, to be fair, Ash, yeah, Katongo was a decent signing. But as a rule, they're not really good. There was rumours we were signing, what's his name, from Leicester. He's now gone to Coventry. Not Coventry, Chelsea. Dukesbury Hall, whatever. You know, so he wouldn't have been any good for us because he's too good. But the thing is, yeah, there's very rare we get a Premier League player in that's loan that's very good. So, yeah. So what's next then, Harry? What have we got next?
I think we're getting towards the business end of it. We're onto our obscure predictions. I know that I have obscure or wacky, you know, just something that's going to be a flutter at the bookies and you get 5,000 to one for, or maybe not quite as far as that, but football, or rather Peterborough United related or not, who to come to first? You know what, Dale?
I'll go first. Okay. My prediction is Fergie will not see out the season.
Huge. Why?
My reasoning, because Fergie generally is not like the manager that has longevity as such. 2-3 years, and that's normally about it. And I think we're coming into, what is it, the third year again there? Second, third, or fourth season, I suppose it is, after 2.5. Yeah, that's my bold prediction. I'm not saying I want to get rid of him. I'm not saying he should go. I think, if anything, the job that he's done, he should probably stay with us for like however long it is. But I just have a feeling that this is going to be, he'll be gone by the end of the season.
Dale, do you think he's going to walk, or do you think he's going to get sacked for poor performances?
Oh, fucking hell, I don't know. Mate, it's a random enough question. The fact that I think he's going to go. If anything, I think he'll walk.
The only reason I ask is because one of my crazy predictions was that he'll go to a championship club mid-season this season. But I'll park that one. My crazy prediction is that Cipriano is not going to play as many minutes this season as we think he is, whether that's injuries or just purely the amount of options we've got in midfield. And I think what I'm going to say is one of the defenders will outscore him. Oscar Wallin, probably in the league, but for all competitions, I think even Manny Fernandez might outscore Cipriano.
Lodge, you just said about Cipriano not playing as many minutes because of the rotation. Could that be because of Sissoko could be playing in his place?
Yeah, he's obviously going to play some games, isn't he? And he might have good games, he might not. The point I was making before is that he's completely untested. I don't necessarily think he's going to be bad. But it's not just him either. We've got Brian Brady, who's had a really good pre-season. And we're recording this on Wednesday. As it stands, we haven't signed them yet, but we have been promised that there's 2 trialists coming in as well. And they've both been impressive as well during pre-season. So we've got all these options in midfield. And if Cipriano's injury worries and transfer rumours keep going on, that there is a strong chance he doesn't play as much as what we think he might.
Right.
I've got an interesting one, which is less about players and more about, I reckon, by the end of this season, Posh will be kicking purposefully towards the GH in the second half of games. They'll be warming up in the other half of the pitch and they will be attacking the GH every week, or at least trying to. I think that Posh fans will take over the GH this season largely. And that's what I see happening. I don't know if that's going to be really unpopular, but that's my view. I think the GH is the future.
Right. Charlie, as long as I've got a hole up my ass, right, I don't think that will ever, ever happen. It just won't happen. That's all I've got to say on the take.
Why not, though, Dale? I mean, if there's a better atmosphere and the ball's being sucked into the goal more up the GH end, why not?
Right. Have you seen how many fucking tickets we've sold? Or should I say, have you seen how many tickets we haven't sold for the GH end for the first game of the season? Have you seen? Right. And you think the atmosphere is going to be wonderful. Half of it has gone to Huddersfield for a start off. We can't even sell out the 2 fucking blocks we've given. So
have you seen how many tickets have been sold in the London Road end, Dale?
Mate, that's where most of the season tickets are, to be fair. The thing is, right, we could waffle this all day. The fact is, London Road will have more home fans in it than what the GH is. You youngsters, you'll learn one day. Don't worry about the atmosphere. I was saying the other day, right, if you want an atmosphere or not atmosphere, you want a clean, tidy sort of stand and clean toilets, go to Lourdes. I went to Lourdes the other week. I had a nice shit in the nice, clean toilets. That's not for football. So, I don't think we will ever change ends. I'll move on.
Right, I'll get in with my prediction now. Bring it back. I'll do 2. I'll do one posh one and one not posh one. My posh one, I have high stock in Donair Brian Brady, DOB, DOBB, whatever you want to call him. I want to say that he will be established in the first team by the second half of this season. And by established, I mean probably a step up from where Adjiboy was last year. Starting a good number of games, coming off the bench in all the ones that he doesn't start. My non-posh one, I already mentioned it earlier, it's Birmingham to finish 7th. Birmingham will be absolutely how do I put this? As arrogant as Leeds and Nottingham Forest and Sunderland combined, and will lose their first game of the season, and will lose their second, and will sack their manager, and all hell will break loose. They just won't understand how to deal with the pressure of bad teams who know how to play as a team. And half the players will be thinking about their next club pretty much from October onwards and thinking, how the hell do I get out of this situation I've got myself in? Calling up their agent every other week, thinking about the next move.
Just want to point out to anybody listening that Harry has actually been ill for the last couple of days.
And I still am. That's me, though. Who's next?
Yeah, I think, Harry, just to say, they were two of the most just terrible. I know we're going to go wild with these, but just at least make them a bit realistic. How is O'Brien Brady getting into the posh team for once? There's three midfielders ahead of him. And Birmingham are definitely not finishing outside the top six. I'll have whatever money you want on that bet that you can have. I'll have the top two, but and you can have third downwards. Birmingham are finishing the top two. Do you want to take the bet on? Let's see how confident you are.
I don't really know what the bet, what that last bit was. But yeah, I'll bet a gentleman's pint that Birmingham won't be in the top six. That's fine.
A pint. Okay. The accountant's wage. I mean, come on. I thought we could have upped the stakes off that, mate. But we'll go with a pint. Anyway, my prediction. I'm going to go with George Nevitt will play one season at Posh and he won't play anymore. I think George Nevitt could well be one of the stars of the season. And he didn't actually get mentioned in our signing of the season chat. However, I think if you look at what he offers in terms of him being left-footed, he's relatively tall, he can play football. Ultimately, we don't know enough about his defending yet, but I've seen enough in pre-season to suggest that there's going to be higher division scouts that are very much looking at him. A left-footed centre-back is rare in itself. He doesn't have the necessarily the drawbacks that Ronnie did with his height because he's 6'1", 6'2". So, you know, once he fills out, he's going to be good in the air too. And if he has a good season this year, which I think he could well do, I can see higher end clubs coming in for him pretty quickly. So I think there's a real chance that, you know, if he kicks on, he's a goner.
Yeah, I agree with you, John. Not one of my hot takes for the season, but he is clearly a very good footballer from what we've seen in pre-season. Obviously, the wrist issue is a little bit disappointing to start the season without him, but I think that once he gets in, that's his place. He doesn't drop out after that. So as for my wild prediction, I've actually got three. Those that are frequent flyers on my Twitter will know that sometimes I'm a little bit of a wind-up, but these are 100% serious. So first up, number one, we've got Bilo to finish as the season as the number one goalkeeper ahead of Jed Steer. Number two, I'm having Ricky J. Jones to score more goals this season than Malik Mothersill. Now, that may be 11 and 10, and then Con Clark scores 20. But I think that, like we just mentioned earlier on, Ricky with his one-on-ones, I'm pretty sure he's improved them. He's going to get more goals than Malik Mothersill. And then my third one is somebody that's not actually playing for Posh at the moment, but Pemi Adoroju will play less than 10 games for Posh before being sold on. Now, I say this because he's gone to Boston. I think he's going to fire in 25 goals before Christmas, and then the Championship clubs and the Premiership clubs are going to come sniffing around and they're going to throw some money at us for a lad that has only played less than 50 top like full-time games, and they're going to come and snipe him from us, and we're not going to see that much of him, and he's going to be one that we just do not see play football. So crazy, but I am deadly serious with those three that I've just dropped in there.
Peterborough United play Huddersfield Town in the opener of the 24-25 season at London Road on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. I think that we will lose. I said this earlier, but it's no reason to panic. I just think Huddersfield will end up being a team that's a bit more cohesive and consistent that throughout a game than we are with all our new signings and some players finding their feet. I'm predicting that we will probably finish 2 or 3 goals behind them. Again, No need to panic. I want to hear it from anyone else. Preview for Huddersfield.
I can't pretend I know much about other teams in the league. Obviously, we're expecting Huddersfield to be quite strong. But how strong they are, I've got no clue. We seem to have a good record for our opening home game. I don't have the exact stats in front of me, but I don't remember us losing one for a long time. So we'll go for a posh win, but it literally could go any way. So go for a 3-1 posh win.
Well, I fucking hate Huddersfield with a passion. You know, over the years, we've had some rivalries, and I really don't like them. Going back to when I smashed my car up, but that's another story. So based on that, I'm just going to go Peterborough to win. All right, Peterborough to win, and we're going to win 4-1. I don't know how good their team is, who they signed, who they haven't signed. Just because it's them, I'm going for a win 4-1.
So I've seen some tweets from Huddersfield fans that have said that they're playing some lovely, attractive football in pre-season. But I think we all know from last season that we are the masters of the League One attractive football. I think we're going to get out of the blocks very quickly. I'm not going to predict a 5-0, although I will be predicting a few of those at some point this season. I think it's going to be a comfortable game. I think that we'll attack that GHN first. We'll get them bouncing. We'll score two goals inside the first 15 minutes. And then we will either sit back comfortably and just keep the ball and dominate so that they can't get it and they can't score. But people that are saying that we're going to lose, I can't get behind that. I think that when the home crowd is bouncing up and down, we're going to be confident, and the lads are going to put on a show for us in the first game.
I'll be honest, lads, I'm concerned. I am concerned going into it. I'm concerned about our defence and the fact that Manny Fernandez is going to start in particular. And I just think Huddersfield are a very strong team this year. I think with their managers, Michael Duff, they've got some pretty well-known players, Tom Lees, Lassie Sorensen, Reese Healy, Jonathan Hogg. These are all pretty strong players for League One. We're a team still finding our feet. We're a team without a lot of our key players from last season. I think it could be it's a very tough fixture to start with. I'm glad we're at home, and I think that might just about keep us in contention, but I do think they're probably the favourites going into it, and I'm going to predict a narrow defeat. I think they'll probably beat us 2-1, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think Huddersfield are a really decent team, a side that have kept quite a few of their really good players from the Championship last season, especially their defenders. They've got a back three that they're going to play of some really, really big physical defenders who are going to be really tough to break down and are really good on the ball as well. They've brought in, you know, Sorensen from Lincoln, who was a pain last season. And then they've just got really tricky players through the spine of their team, players that are going to cause us huge problems. I think we can win. And I think it's one of those games where it's either going to be 1-0 Posh or 4-0 Huddersfield. So that's my prediction. If Huddersfield score first, they're going to absolutely batter us. But if we manage to keep a clean sheet, we're only going to win 1-0. I think it's going to be 1-0 Posh or 4-0 Huddersfield. That's my prediction. But yeah, Huddersfield, it's not the game that you'd particularly like to have in the opening day.
All right. I think we're there, gents. This was a very pleasant prediction session. I look forward to seeing you all in the GH display on Saturday, where we will all be. For those of you watching on YouTube, you'll see the reactions.
We will be. It's where the kids will be, Harry. Them with the kids. Anyway, all right. All good.
Thank you very much, gents. And see you Saturday, in any case. Up the posh.
Up the posh.
Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Up the Poshcast. Let us know your feedback. Give us any ideas for topics you would like to discuss or any questions you'd like us to answer. Up the Poshcast. Fucking hell, Harry. You are so Harry, not Harry, Charlie.